Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 264. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I have some of the best stuff we've had.
And Fozzie.
I have devil horns on right now.
And Jeff.
I'm always horny.
I do not have devil horns.
No, well, not cool like me.
Yet.
Okay. Oh, you are not going to score.
We play games sometimes, I guess.
Nah.
All right. We're actually a football podcast, and we're going to talk about
that. Actually sounds pretty cool.
Let's not.
Down with it.
Talk about Geno Smith getting his jaw broken.
Yeah. It's fucking Jets forever.
Because he's an ass.
Sanchez was not bad. He was good. No. He's done more for the Jets than fucking Geno Smith ever did.
There was an article that Tony read. It was like it was like a list of the Jets' like most embarrassing moments. Where did butt fumble fall on that list, Tony?
You know, I don't remember, but the fact that a list exists,
yeah.
It's just the Jets' most embarrassing moments, says everything.
Come on, get out of the way.
My sister started the Dulce
Gelati
truck, and I am most definitely a
biggest fan.
Okay.
Ooh, what?
Whoa, what?
Stop. That was interesting.
What's my wife?
Hello?
Hello, Tony's wife. I don't know. So what have you guys been playing?
Oh, you know what I've been playing.
Conker?
No, I have not. I've played maybe 10 minutes of Conker.
I haven't played it either.
I've been playing Conker. Do you want me to tell you about Conker?
No.
Tell us about it.
You're going to shit on it.
I'm not going to shit on it. I don't
hear all the good.
I don't think it's bad. I don't necessarily. I don't have the nostalgia that you guys have for it.
Sure.
So it doesn't quite. Like, I think the campaign is fun, although I still find the controls to be really wonky. They're rough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that.
And I played some of the multiplayer with my son, though, over the weekend.
Isn't it fun, dude?
It's all right. Like, some of the stuff is really good. Like, I thought Race was fun, and War, where you're trying... Maybe not War. I don't know, there's one where
Total
you're trying...
Total War, there's Capture Flag mode, basically.
Yeah, that's the one where you gotta get the canister and drop it in. Man. And there's one where you play as, like, the Frenchies... And the other one where you're the Teddies, and the Teddies are, they're in like a fort, and basically you're doing like a beach landing with these squirrels, and they're trying to make it through like this war zone to get to the exit, and they have no...
Yeah, like one guy's on a gun, or like up in a tower,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's fun.
That one's pretty good, but then there's also one on a level that's similar to that, but it's like two towers with, you know, like beach and stuff, and, you know, land in the middle, and like there's Capture the Flag...
That one's Total War. Yeah, that one's not bad. That one's just kind of fun. What else did I try out? Raptor, which was basically just kind of like Capture the Flag, except where one team is just defending at all times. They're the dinosaurs, and the other team is like the Neanderthals, and they're trying to steal the dinosaur eggs. Tried something else. A tank. Tried Tank too, which is basically also Capture the Flag, but with tanks.
Yeah.
Did you try the heist?
I haven't tried heist yet.
This is fun.
And we didn't play deathmatch yet, but I'm just trying to go through get all the achievements for playing it five times. Some of those games though, the time limit is really long if you don't have like four people with you.
Yeah.
It's like 10 minutes and it can get tedious.
You can't switch that up? Is that
you can adjust them.
You can add like other AI to them, but I think it would be more fun if you were playing with other people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like playing with two people, it's like it's if one person like kind of knows what they're doing. You can really.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's going to
be.
You
gotta go get that machete and fuck people up with it, is what you gotta do.
it's okay. Like, I think I would have enjoyed it a ton if I'd played it when it was on the N64, but. I didn't.
Yeah. I played it with a friend last week. I thought it was pretty cool, but like you said, if it's just two people, it's kind of barren. But like, that's what I like about Perfect Dark, is you could like, before I like hooked up with you guys just now, I was playing against bots, like just doing multiplayer matches against bots.
Yeah. Well, and what's good about that, and I love games that allow you to add bots. Like, that's why I really like Gears 2 and Gears 3, because like, you can do private matches against bots the entire time, and it's way more fun than playing with randoms. But what makes Perfect Dark work though is the maps are small, they're more condensed. Where Conquer, those maps are freaking huge. Like, they are really big. So if you're playing like one on one, like, you can go a long time without seeing anybody.
There's a few on Perfect Dark that are pretty humongous, but yeah, mostly like, you figure them out in a minute or
and
so.
The one we were playing on was really like,
that's a golden eye level. Yeah, that's really the facility. They call it Felicity in it, but yeah.
But that's pretty much all I played of Rare Replay, aside from Perfect Dark, which we played a little bit of.
God damn it.
But Jeff,
in there,
you've been playing more Perfect Dark, so go to it.
I only played a little bit more of that, really, but I've been mostly playing Viva Pinata, Trouble in Paradise still, like, a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where, like, I would be good just playing that game for a while if, like, you know, as, like, the only game I'm playing right now. The hell else? I tried out Grab by the Ghoulies. Have you tried that?
I haven't tried that yet.
It's not, like, amazing or anything, but I wouldn't say it's, like, terrible, like, the reputation it has. It's just, like, a beat-em-up. But the weird thing is, like, the way you do your attacks is just by holding your right stick in a direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a twin-stick type game.
Okay, that's different.
As a beat-em-up. Yeah, it's weird. Like, you could just... There could be a whole bunch of, like, you know, monsters coming at you, and you just hold in the direction that they're coming from, and it'll just keep kicking their ass. Like, you don't have to keep tapping or anything. And then you just rotate the camera with the triggers. But, I don't know. It's, like, a really simple beat-em-up game, but it's also, I don't know, kind of fun. Like, you know, it's like a fun haunted house game, you know? Like, Rare knows how to do, like, it's almost like going through a haunted mansion ride. Like, they just have that atmosphere that, like, Disney could pull off. I don't know. It's nothing special, but it's definitely, like, if you have the collection, you should definitely check it out. I don't know how long it is, but I imagine it's not super long.
Yeah, I mean, just having those, like, Xbox, original Xbox through the 360 stuff, there's, like, so much content there to play. Like, even if you don't want to play the N64 stuff and beyond, like, there's so much content there.
Yeah, the 360 stuff alone is a good package. I've been playing a lot of Banjo-Kazooie as well.
How's that hold up?
That is a little bit better than Conquer, I'm sure, because it's the 360 version of it, like, which they touched up the graphics, they fixed the controls a little bit, blah, blah, blah.
Right, they actually designed the game to work around a 360 controller.
Yeah, Perfect Dark felt really good, like, didn't feel
Perfect Dark is another one like that. That's a 360 upgrade of it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. I saw when booting it up that like, they show Rare first and then Microsoft Studios, but then they mentioned like a third developer that
Studios.
Yeah,
or something.
They must have handled the port for it and done some of the upgrades and stuff. So
that stuff was really great on 360, and those, each of those were at least $10-$15 a pop. So.
You're getting your money's worth with this goddamn thing. That's for goddamn sure.
I mean, I am, like I said, I'm totally satisfied with this game. I could keep playing this game till the fucking fall. Unfortunately, I don't have time to do that, but I'm soaking up a little bit of it here and there every day. I think I've sampled just about everything except some of the really old stuff. Oh, and Battletoads. Have any of you guys tried Battletoads yet?
I've tried both the
I heard it's not a good game, though.
Huh. I don't think the NES version is very good at all.
Well, I played through the arcade one. That one's really fun. Like,
yeah.
Especially if you have someone to play with you through, it's a blast. The NES one is one of the most ridiculously shitty hard games ever. Like, really nice production values and like a game that no one's gonna see 90% of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's just bad design. Like,
it's just brutal, punishing. Like, even if you memorize everything, you're gonna fuck up somewhere. Like, and that's it. Like, I don't know how anyone got through that game, and it sucks because, like, the levels and, like, the visuals and everything, and, like, they're well done. It's just, I don't know, dude. Like, don't, like, with the rewind function, yes, you can get through it and just see how ridiculously difficult it is. Like, everyone talks about, like, the level where you're on a bike, like, trying to, like, hop back and forth on a track. It's, like, an early level. That, because probably no one ever beat that, because, like, there's levels a million times worse than that as the game goes on. It's just ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, Tony, what was the level that you said you would always get stuck on?
Oh, it was the bike level. I never got past it.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you did get past that, it doesn't ease up on you whatsoever, dude. It gets so much harder and worse than that. It is an impossible game. Like, if you showed me someone speedrunning that game, I'd be like, bullshit.
The arcade game, though, is genuinely really good.
Yeah, it's like a good old, like, you know, beat-em-up arcade game.
Yeah, I could see, like, if you're in the arcade, that's going to eat quarters, but that's what those games were designed to do anyway, so.
And on the home console, like here, you have unlimited quarters, so you just run through it in, like, an hour.
Pressing A, and you go back in. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Play anything else, Jeff?
No, I've mostly been sticking to that exclusively to Rare Replay, so probably some other games in there, but those are the ones that stuck out.
Right. Fozzie, what have you been up to?
Rocket League.
Rocket League.
He's the Rocket Man.
So car soccer.
So, yeah. So I have devil horns on right now on my car with the Iranian flag so people know. Brown Devil, I'm here to kill. Get him. Shit. No, I've been playing a lot of Rocket League. It's fucking frustrating as all hell. It makes you feel like you're 7 again, and like you're playing. No, you're in the soccer team, and like everyone's going after the ball. There's no formation. People are missing left and right. Like that's just feel for this game. Oh fuck. And yeah, but I'm having a blast though. It's great. There's a lot of satisfaction when you do like make a good save or you make a shot, you line it up right. Like, it's hard to beat. Oh no. Let's see, what else have I been playing? I've been playing some more Witcher.
Yeah.
I got back into that.
Did you lower the difficulty?
I did not, actually. I finally got past that goddamn Wolverine. I think I just leveled up everywhere else. I just, like, essentially just slashed into him. I said, what the hell with all that? But I got past it. And from what I hear, it's like once you get mid-level stuff, it gets a lot easier or just easier to kind of overcome hard enemies.
Right.
But yeah, playing that, playing Rocket League. What else have I been playing? Yeah, I don't think much else. It's been crazy at work. I've when it's all Saturday, I have worked 14 out of the past 15 days. So that's been great.
That sounds like so much fun. Yeah. Can you sign me up for that?
Yeah, I know. But paycheck is really nice.
Yeah, that's the trade-off. I'll take the free time over the paycheck, though, usually.
Sure. I do not like to do this, work 100 hours every couple weeks. No, that's not my cup of tea. But every now and then, if I can get paid a little bit.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, that's kind of cut my video games, but... besides that, though, looking forward to some fall games coming out. We're getting into kind of all season.
Yeah, we're really close to that kickoff that point, which seems to be like August 25th, where everything starts unloading. So,
right.
It ain't fall till fucking Tony Hawk, y'all.
No, dude. This is your Sonic Boom fucking shit. You do understand that, right?
This is my Sonic Boom of 2015.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the tears. I love the Jeff
tears.
Jeff
is going to be very disappointed.
The tears are great.
I don't think... I think... I have feelings that it's not going to be amazing. It's like the PGA,
tears,
like the golf game. It's like... It's golf. It's skating on your Xbox One. I don't have that yet.
True, but... You got that golf game, and you very quickly went, this isn't quite what I wanted either. Like, you, first week you played it, you were like, this is awesome. You know, it's good. It's fun. And then the next week you came back, you're like, this isn't as good as I thought it was.
And the next week I was like, fuck this game, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it turns out good for you. I'm not holding my breath that it's going to be a good game, though.
Alright, hold up, though. Are any of you guys Tony Hawk fans?
I enjoy Tony Hawk, but not to your
level.
Yeah,
I enjoy it maybe... Yeah, exactly. Like, I wasn't my obsession when I was growing up, but... Fuck, dude. I remember having Dreamcast and playing the shit out of some Tony Hawk.
Alright.
I was maybe 3? I don't know.
No, it's Tony Hawk 3.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm 15 years old. Figured me out.
All this time.
I'm a little boy.
Oh, man. I was like, I slept with a child. That's not right.
You did sleep. I didn't get much sleep, but you did sleep. I don't know, Hefe. I don't know how you're going to live with someone or live in a household. You need, like, an outhouse. Say that. Monster.
Hey, my girlfriend says that those snores put her right to sleep, dude.
You know what? It might be like, is it because you were drunk? Because when I get drunk, I snore pretty bad.
Yeah,
but when I'm sober, hey. Well, I know you drink a lot, but what I'm saying is like, is it primarily because of that?
I don't know. That plays a factor in it, yeah.
Yeah.
But she loves it. She says it's like the sound of the...
It's like white noise, maybe? I don't know. It didn't feel like white noise. Like, there's a limit. My white noise, and oh,
there's,
you tested it.
Waves crashing upon the shore.
Oh man, that's not ocean. Tsunami.
What is happening?
Talking about speaking with Hefe. That's all.
I snore.
Yeah, I have YouTube footage.
He has footage of us when we were sleeping together.
Well, it was just me giggling in the background while you're snoring in. Pretty good. Probably my finest work of my two videos.
It is pretty funny, dude. Oh man.
All right. Tony, what have you been playing?
I haven't played a whole lot, except I just started playing So Many Me, which was the free game on Xbox last month. Basically, it's a platformer. It's a pretty simple platformer. You just move around and jump. You can't like run or anything. The kicker is there are these little orb things in the world, and every time you find one, you get to add another me. So there's another guy who looks exactly like you, who jumps like in a line with you, like following you around. And you can actually use those other me and turn them to stone, and then grab the stone and use it to jump farther. So if the pit is really far and you can't jump that far, you like jump halfway and then turn the guy to stone and grab him and then jump the rest of the way. So they do a bunch of like weird puzzle platforming
stuff.
That
actually sounds kind
of
cool though. Like,
yeah,
it's been entertaining for the, you know, the 10 minutes that I've been playing it.
No, you idiot. Sorry, not you.
I didn't realize Fozzie felt so strongly about this.
Guy just like scored an own goal on... Never mind. It's just really bad. Just really bad at Rocket League.
You are pretty bad at Rocket League. It's true.
Nah, I'm professional.
That's what she
Anyways,
said.
Go ahead.
Let
me stop you on your...
I forgot what I was saying, Fozzie.
Sorry. You're talking about, like...
puzzly, platformy things with the stones.
Yeah. You can also, like, use the Miis to fill up, like, this dinosaur thing. So normally you can't attack anything, but that can, like, steal.
Okay.
I don't know. It's pretty simplistic so far. There's not a whole lot to it.
I wonder if maybe in later levels, like the that mechanic of having to make your guy into stone becomes more complex and
Right. I'd like to think that there are some other things you can do with all these.
Yeah, I bet you upgrade them and they can do different things with them.
Right now I have 6 of them. It seems like every time you play through a level, you get another one. So I'm assuming that at some point you'll have like dozens, hundreds.
That could be interesting.
Dozens of us, Mike.
No enemies though.
No, there are enemies. And it's pretty like Mario-ish. Oh. You jump on their head and they die.
All right. That sounds pretty cool. And more World of Tanks?
Of course, more World of Tanks. Always. Tanks forever.
I did download that. I just haven't gone to it. Is it multiplayer? Like, I can play with you, I'm assuming? Cause...
Oh, yeah. I've been playing with Don. You can, like, team up with other people.
Cool.
Does that game even have a single player? I thought it was all multiplayer.
There is a... like, training mode. There's also, like, a, it's almost a puzzle-ish mode where there's, like, a horde of enemies and you fight them off. But the enemy AI is not nearly as good as another person. It's just not very much fun.
Oh.
I know, I feel really bad about it, too, Kazi.
Yeah. Very upset by it.
I've been playing Halo.
Uh-oh.
I saw you have so many achievements in Halo now.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are 6,000 of them, so
right.
Doing anything in the game pretty much dumps them on you, but, yeah, I started playing Halo Combat Evolved with my son. We're going through that campaign, and then I've been going through Halo 2 by myself. I actually wrapped up Halo 2 Anniversary Edition tonight. Those are good games.
Seems like it. I remember.
Yeah,
they were good
games. There's a definite evolution though that happens as you play through them, because playing the original Halo, like the AI is really simplistic. It's better than like other games of that era, but it's still pretty simplistic, and they're bullet spongy. Like, the enemies are kind of bullet spongy. They take a lot to bring down. Sure. And that only gets, like, as you progress. So, like, in Halo 2, you're fighting off the brutes, and they take way more shots than other enemies. And it'd be interesting going back to, 'cause I'm going to play Halo 3 next and just kind of see how that holds up, because I haven't played that in years now. But, yeah, there's... tons of achievements in that game. It's fun too. It's quite fun. I'm going through and playing on a. We're just kind of playing normal because my son's really never played like a first person shooter before, so it's really rather easy because that game kind of ramps up. Like, heroic is good for like two people, and legendary is good for like 3 and 4.
Dude, I'm good on normal.
Yeah, I mean, normal's fun to play. Like, and Master Chief should feel like a super soldier. Like, because he is. It is kind of, like, when you're going through with another person, like, I have so much ammo, and, like, if you play in single player, like, you run out of ammo pretty regularly, and you have to pick up other weapons. Like, I'm going through, and I have, like, you know, 8 or 9 clips of assault rifle ammo, and like I'm not having to use as much as I had to, like if I were playing by myself. But it's quite a bit of fun when you go through all the games except evidently Halo 5, so because that's not going to have split screen.
Yeah,
it'll be fine. We'll find a way to play it.
That's okay. This fall you can play Reach, maybe.
Well, that's kind of my intention. Like, we're gonna go through Halo 1, then Halo 2, then 3 and ODST, then we'll probably hit up Reach, and then Halo 4. Might wait to play Reach until that pops up on the backwards compatibility list, but I assume it'll be there. I don't see why it wouldn't show up.
Yeah, that's got to be there at launch,
yeah.
Right?
Like, that... there's no reason for it not to be. But I'm actually really looking forward to Halo 5, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. It's Halo on your Xbox One, man.
And like a true Halo, like a true new Halo, not that Master Chief Collection isn't Halo, but it's old Halo. It's also slightly broken Halo, or was.
Right.
Still fun. Still quite a bit. I haven't done any of the playlists. Have you guys tried any of that yet? The playlist in Master Chief Collection? Nope. Yeah, I haven't really looked at it yet. So.
I feel like at this point people are just way too good. I don't know. I got Master Chief Collection for one reason. Well, multiple reasons. I guess, like, Glimby, it's not a game that I probably need to buy immediately, but it's good to have. Yeah. Because then one day I could have friends over and be like, hey, I'm really dumb and I bought 4 Xbox controllers for no reason because I never used all 4 at the same time. Would you like to play Master Chief Collection a couple levels? Yes, you
Fuck
would.
Yeah.
I am sitting here contemplating, so I've been contemplating getting an Xbox One for the bedroom to kind of, we're going to get rid of cable at some point. And just use that as kind of like an entertainment hub.
Sure.
I'm kind of contemplating that Halo 5 one. And use that as...
That thing is sexy.
And use that as my primary Xbox and move the original into the bedroom. And use that as like the entertainment hub. But at that point, then we would be able to play Halo 5. I just have to... One of us would have to sit in the other room.
Right. And, God... Did you see that? There's a Best Buy deal for $400.
Oh, where you get the 40-inch TV, too? Yeah.
Yeah. That's insane.
40-inch TV and the Xbox One.
They're, like, giving you... Essentially, because, like, if you think about that, 40-inch TV is probably, what, like, $300 or something like that?
I think somebody said it's like, regularly sells for $375. So, you're basically getting an Xbox One for $25.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Insane. Like, I mean, that's a great deal if you need a new TV.
Yeah, I mean, that's just insane. Like,
it's the kind of stuff crazy. Microsoft has to do, though, because they are, like, again, against PlayStation.
Somehow. I don't understand.
I don't understand it. You know why? It's because that fucking that one E3.
It's because that
it's fucked them over. Which is funny because, like, they're more, like, backwards friendly and used game friendly than Sony is at all times right now.
Right, like,
they are shitted
like,
on.
Since they've gone to Phil Spencer, which was very shortly after the Xbox One launched, they've been all kind of games focused and, like, we're turning this, we're getting away from that entertainment thing. That we were banking on.
It's weird. It's like no one has a reason why PlayStation is better. They're just like, I just prefer PlayStation. Like, there's no good reason for it. I mean, honestly, my PlayStation has been collecting dust besides Rocket League and Journey, which I recently played too. But that's
but
it.
Yeah, it's
like,
still
there
a
is. It is. It is a yeah. Second console. I remember you were a big Sony fan. Remember that phase of yours?
Yeah. I like PS3 near the end because the used games didn't have scratches on them. And, I don't know, I got used to playing the system so I was like, yeah, it's
Blu-rays don't scratch as easily as regular DVDs, so, yeah. PS3 games held up better.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're just looking at it objectively, like, I don't understand how PS4 is better this generation, like, bottom line, Xbox One. There's Xbox One games that are coming out that are like new and exciting.
I feel like I put a lot of hours into Titanfall. I just feel like if that game wasn't on Xbox, like if that was on PlayStation, people would have gone apeshit, absolutely apeshit for it.
Yeah.
And I played well over 300 hours or something like that. It just felt nice and. Refreshing
I think my problem with the PlayStation right now is like there are going to be games coming, but when? Like,
But when? Like, yeah, exactly.
It's so late in the generation to be waiting this long. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and like it seems at best they only have like one or two games a year. Like just like these are PlayStation only games. You can't play them anywhere else. Like they only have like one or two a year.
They're really good. And they tend to always be like my favorite games of the generation. So it's like I could see where people are saying it, because if I had to choose, like if I could only have one, I probably would pick PlayStation, because again, I love their storytelling games, like, and they always have good ones.
Right, but
so.
But at this point, like if you're buying a system right now, like what's like where's the incentive?
Oh yeah, yeah. At this point, yeah, right. I always felt that like PlayStation knew how to close a console generation out pretty strong.
Sure. You
know? So, but yeah, as of now, yeah, I mean, Xbox is much better.
Yeah, and they keep...
And talk about bang for your buck, I mean, like, you gain pretty much a free TV.
Yeah.
You paid $500 for this console.
Can't go wrong with that.
But I did get my Kinect, baby. Oh, my sweet, sweet Kinect.
All right, you want to do some news?
News.
So that guy was fired from Nintendo.
That guy deserved to be fired from Nintendo.
Who?
I didn't get enough details to say either way.
Well,
whatever.
He went on and basically, like, he said stuff that, like, we would say, but if you're as a representative of a company that did not have, you know...
He works for what is it? Secret Tree or whatever the thing is. Something
Treehouse.
Treehouse.
Yeah, Nintendo's
And that they do all the localizations for Nintendo. So he has all this information about games coming over to the US and why the decisions were made, and like basically revealing this is the thing that got him, I think. It's basically revealing internal Nintendo thing.
Right, like, I mean, it's stuff that we speculate on, but he just kind of confirmed it, but you can't go and say, like, oh, well, we're not going to localize this game because it's not going to make us any money. Like, we like money. Yes, we like money. like some of that stuff that he was saying about that was kind of, like, it's definitely...
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, he did come out, like, he's like, I guess one of the questions that people always bring up with Nintendo is like, don't you like money? Why won't you take our money? And he's like, we want to take your money, but we don't want to waste money either. Like,
yeah. Right, and it wasn't even like he was coming off negative about the company or anything at all from what I read out of it. Like, it was just like, I don't know. He wasn't allowed to say what he, like.
I don't even know what this story is about, honestly. I don't. This happened recently.
So he was on some no-name podcast that no one had ever heard of. Kind of like
Saint Show,
except
aww.
Somebody listened to the episode or whatever, and then it ended up getting on NeoGraph and then it blew up. Then everybody knew about it and was listening to it, and like, oh, this guy from Nintendo with insider information, and it was bouncing all over the internet, and became a really, really big story at that point, because now, you know, Nintendo insider says blah 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 blah. So, I'm sure this podcast has a lot more listeners now. It worked out really well for them. Maybe a few less guests, though. It would have been like, you know, we've had people like Walter on the show from time to time that they came on and, you know, said internal stuff. Like, you just can't do that. You just can't. it's insane. I can't believe he did that. This guy lost his mind for an hour, because he knows how secretive Nintendo is about this stuff. Like, he works there.
Pretty scary though, like you could lose your job that fucking quick.
I know, right?
I'm gonna lie.
No, like slap on the wrist, come on, man. Like, honestly, what I saw him say was like, not like, if I was his boss, I'd be like, I don't want to fire him, I just want to like whatever, fix this.
Well, I feel like 99% of shit anyways is like, if you would wait a few days, this would completely blow over.
Exactly.
Instead, you have to fire the guy, like...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it's, like, he violated, like, some sort of corporate communications policy. So it's like, do you let him stay, or do you kind of make an example of him and go?
Right.
You're probably right.
Oh, I understand your logic, but
yeah, no,
yeah,
it's
just kind of
like you would hope that, like, oh, like you, like he didn't say anything that was annoying.
I would, like, at one point, what you say on social media is. Like, even if you're, like, a public figure, like, you can't just instantly be fired for that. I don't know. But
you can be.
I'm just saying, I would like to see one day that that would not be allowed. You know what I mean? There'd be, like, you'd have some sort of protection on social media for what you say, but.
No.
I mean, I understand what you're getting at. It's just, like, but.
I see what you're saying, too.
In cases like this, where it's just, like, something
but this is like this is like company. It's not like his public opinions.
I know.
Violated. It's, I'm sure that there's something in his contract or whatever it may be. Where, yeah.
But I'm sure people who have just regular private profiles have gotten fired by their company for shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean it's just you. Even though you go like, what I say doesn't represent my company, like. You're still a representative of that company, regardless. So if you're going to go out and say things, you know, on social media, and if they get picked up, like, companies are going to have to, like, they don't want to be associated with that. Like, it's one thing to, like, go and, like, you know, say dumb shit, but if somebody else is picking that up in the media and going, hey, look at this dude that works for Company X... Yo, he's a straight-up misogynist, like, well, companies don't want to have their name associated with shit like that, so.
I remember when I worked at GameStop, people were getting fired for taking pictures of themselves planking. Remember when that was, like, a thing?
I love that.
Like, people were getting fired for that. Like, they, like, sent an email about it. Like I was like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah, but they were planking at GameStop, weren't they?
Yeah, that, you could sue someone and say, like, that's company time you're wasting, you know?
Yeah, you get, you know, they're paying you that minimum wage.
Listen, and this is fucking Darwinism. If you're that dumb to go on social media and that's like, that'd be like me, like, with my thumb up and be like on Facebook. Hey! Well,
right, it's like the dumb people
that
work
at. Yeah, they're stupid, they're young, and obviously it's not like your workday is always going to be filled. You're not going to work, like, you know, 8 hours a day nonstop. There's going to be some downtime, and I'm sure that all of us have at least at one point gone on social media at work. So, but why put that out there publicly? People need to be ignorant and think that everyone's a perfect worker. We're just robots, damn it. We're not supposed to feel feelings and shit. Poorly reports. Think about the reports.
Just gotta be careful.
Exactly. Just don't do dumb shit. That's all I ask.
Alright. So, Fallout Shelter came out for Android users. Don was pretty excited. I told him that game was old. And it was also immediately hacked.
Nice.
I guess the leaderboards are now completely busted and worthless on Android, so... and this is why companies kind of stay away from Android, because it is a haven for hacking and piracy, and it's kind of shitty. I don't know, did you guys play Fallout Shelter? I played it a little bit and was not enamored with it, so...
I enjoyed it until, like, I lost half my shelter to one fucking cockroach. No joke. At that point, I was just like, just kill them all. I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, it just seemed like too much of a time investment.
I mean, it was free, though. Yeah. Even though, like, they got exactly what they wanted out of it. And dum-dums gave them a lot of money.
Sure they did. What were you going to say, Jeff?
I haven't played it, but my girlfriend has. Like, I made her download it on her phone. She didn't get into it, though. Yeah. Yeah, she's, like, playing some other game on her phone, like, put maybe 5 minutes to Fallout.
I like the art style, but it just, it was way too, like, time intensive and wanted you to check in every couple minutes. And
yeah, fuck that shit.
I just don't have time for that.
Still playing Final Fantasy. Well, not, not
Record Keeper.
I like that game. Good game.
Jeff, this one's all for you. Splatoon gets a new ranked battle mode this weekend.
Ooh, that's not what
kid
I thought you were
going to
say.
I'm a kid now. Rainmaker.
It's an objective-based mode centered around a totem called the Rainmaker, which appears to be a golden fish head. Players, see, I guess you have to bust it out of a shield, then grab it and carry it to their opponent's base, so kind of capture flag-ish. If the battle ends without anyone doing that, the team with the lowest goal distance, the squad that got the Rainmaker closest to the other team's goal will win. I guess the Rainmaker's really heavy, so you can't jump when you're holding it, or super jump.
You're probably yeah. slow as shit.
Are you still playing Splatoon?
No, I haven't played it much at all, but it's good to know that they're adding this shit. Like, I will at some point check in on it again, you know. Do you still have it, Chris?
I haven't played it in a while.
You still own it, though, right? Yeah, I'll get around to it. I mean, I just kind of, like, other games came out and shit, that's all. It's good, and it's good that they're supporting it.
Sure. Let's see. Dying Light announced a... Dying Light, that
what's
that game?
That was like a couple of years ago, though, wasn't it?
That was January.
No, not a couple of years.
I know.
Yeah, they announced a expansion or DLC called The Following. That
really?
they didn't announce when it's coming out, but it's going to be $15. It's going to have a map that is bigger than the base game, and it'll involve driving and such. And I guess the storyline involves some sort of cult. Thing going on out in the deserts of Haran, so sounds cool. I'm on board. I like that game a lot. So
I liked it. It seems so long
ago. It does.
Already.
I kind of like forgot about it until it's like, oh, that was this year.
I remember it was like on some of your guys' top 10 lists.
It was early on, yeah.
Yeah, because it sounded cool, like parkour.
Kind of.
I enjoyed it when I played it, but I was, like, done with it. At the end of it, I was like, alright, that was good, you know, January.
I mean, I would go back for $15 and play more of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I sold it, but...
So you can't. alright, so this one is also for you, though, Jeff.
I hope it's the other one.
Resident Evil 2 is finally being remade.
Yeah. Yeah, how long
people
have we...
care about this?
I've
been asking this for
super excited for this.
Oh, my
Resident
God.
Evil 2 is the best Resident Evil.
Oh. Is this the one with Nemesis?
No, that's 3.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
What's the big thing about 2, then? Is that the one that has the zombie with the eye? And he's peering out? Like, box art?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I mean, it had two different heroes that you play as. That the storylines were different. Yeah, you didn't go through the exact same locations. But
it was more kind of action packed version of the first one, but it was still very much in the spirit of Resident Evil 1.
Like there's way more action. It's a longer game too. It takes place in the city, not just in like the mansion. I don't know, I thought it was way better.
Yeah, it's that fucking, that liquor or whatever busts through the mirror when you're in the fucking interrogation room. Oh my god, dude. Talk about shit in your pants moment, dude.
Yeah.
So, I guess Resident Evil 0 HD will be out in January of next year. And they said Resident Evil 2 HD will be or remake or whatever will take a while, but I'm hoping maybe 2017 we finally get that.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I just hope they do it right. Like, they just do it like how they did the GameCube one for the first one, and just make it look pretty as fuck and maybe alter the map a little bit and whatnot. Like, do it like that or whatever.
Yeah, make it, do it in like a 3D. Because. The first game was the original Resident Evil was more that static background. So, like, definitely do everything, render everything in 3D, and maybe give slightly better controls to it, but don't change too much of it. Like,
yeah,
it's fun.
You know, you could add some content if you want, but otherwise, yeah, just make it look amazing, and I'll be fucking happy.
And the nice thing is, like, these games can still play as is. Like, you can't, like that Final Fantasy VII remake. I'm kind of scared about that. I'm not gonna lie. People are excited, but then you realize, like, a lot of that's not going to translate well, and they're going to have to make some changes. It's not going to be like some true, you know, goddamn sequel.
Yeah, it's that's going to be a weird project.
And that's coming out like, you know, 2018, I guess.
At the end of the generation.
Yeah, yeah. You fuckers want it, and then you'll be disappointed. I'll be one of them.
Yeah, I want to play it, but I am not expecting that to be good. Resident Evil 2 Remake, on the other hand, I'm hoping turns out really well. All right. It's one Tony's possibly excited for.
Ooh, I like to get excited.
Divinity Original Sin 2 was announced.
Kickstarter, baby.
The first one was a Kickstarter, too, right?
It was. And I don't think any of these isometric RPGs would be made without Kickstarter. No.
Although, I would have kind of hoped that, like, after, I guess it's coming out on PS4 and Xbox One later this year. I would have kind of hoped maybe, that money might have been thrown into that. But maybe they're just going to use that to...
Right. Well, you've also got Wasteland 2.
Yeah.
And maybe that one will also drum up the sort of interest they need in this kind of game. But who knows? I can get excited for more Divinity. I'm excited for... They have the Ultimate Edition, whatever. Because when they're launching the Xbox One and PS4 version, they're also upgrading the PC version.
Right.
So, reason to go back and play more of that, which is fantastic, because that game is so much fun.
I do wonder how that's going to translate to the controller.
I would say... XCOM translated pretty well, and it's all. This game is turn-based.
Right.
I think it would transfer pretty well, so I don't really see that being a major issue.
I'm still on the fence about it, but I'll give it a shot maybe.
Any game like this, if it's RTS, is probably not going to work with the controller. You just need the precision while stuff is happening, and you don't have it, but. Turn-based, everything stops. You have, like, time to consider what you're going to do and, like, pick the right square on the map. Makes life easier.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
All right. The Electronic Sports League, the professional gaming organization, they adopted the World Anti-Doping Agency's prohibited substance list. Which includes steroids and pot.
And pot, come on!
So dumb.
Let's see.
Really dumb.
According to the World Anti-Doping Agency's official site, banned substances include marijuana, the use of which the ESL will prohibit from the start of the first day until the end of the last day of competition, anabolic agents like steroids, growth hormones, and more. Because, steroids are gonna help you.
I don't get it. Like, how about Adderall? Why is that?
I think that's what people are using.
Yeah.
Like Adderall and shit.
Yeah. I've never seen a guy where like. Man, I'm not saying that like all the. I mean, obviously.
Give you an edge.
Some of the esport players are like, you know, they're in good shape, but I've never been like, yeah, that dude's juicing. Like.
Man, look at his fingers.
I feel
look
that.
At how
yeah, I feel
he
like.
Flicks.
Like Adderall.
It's gonna tear right through that mouse. Be careful.
Steroid kind of equivalent.
Yeah, it should be a very short list of banned drugs.
I think Adderall probably should have been at the top of it, right? Because like that's what.
Yeah.
Adderall, cocaine, whatever.
Look at his wrist. It's so powerful.
Yeah, cocaine.
I wonder how he gets such power in his wrist.
That's a masturbation joke.
He's crushing his mouse. That's a weird thing that though, like. I mean, whatever, you don't want your
I guess you can't, like, pick and choose, can you? Like, can you, like, actually pick?
Well, I mean, they didn't have to adopt the WADs. Like, they didn't have to adopt their list. They could have come up with their own. It's weird. Tests will be performed at our discretion at any time during tournament days and will take place in a designated testing area. Naturally, players' privacy come first.
I will say, I remember reading, this is like a month ago, 2 months ago, a story about a guy high on ecstasy winning some national tournament for Magic the Gathering.
Huh.
Nice.
And of course,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and they didn't know he was high. Well, the people he was playing with knew he was high, but the people running the tournament didn't know he was high at the time. And of course, he ends up writing this article about it. And it could be, you know, you start factoring in these other drugs. It could be with that kind of thing in mind. That's really bad publicity.
Right. Like, you don't want somebody coming out later on and going, "Yo, dude, when I won the Halo Championship Series, like, I was stoned out of my mind."
Right, exactly. I mean, that's the exact...
What was that one baseball player that pitched, like, a fucking no-hitter on acid?
He probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I mean,
you guys heard that story, right? Hmm. Really? It's like, I don't know who the fuck he is. It's like an old baseball story. This guy pitched a no-hitter on acid.
Was that maybe before they...
It's like in the 70s or something.
Doc Ellis.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Did you find it? See? Yeah. How do I know this shit? You guys watch ESPN?
You are an expert, Jeff. We
that's like a random ass thing to know, man.
I know, bro.
It's the only thing he knows about baseball.
I think they did a 30-on-30 on that shit, bro.
Let's see.
That would make sense. I enjoy those types of 30-on-30.
Or 30 for 30, whatever. One of those ESPN documentaries.
I
know.
Let's see. What does do they actually come up with? I don't.
That's like a story you gotta tell if it happened, right? Like, I was on acid.
Yeah. Only Doc Ellis knows whether or not he actually took LSD the day he pitched no hitter. And even if he did ingest LSD that day, judging the extent to which the drug was affecting him by the time he took part in the evening's game is problematic. So he may have took LSD that day, but probably not. Wasn't.
Oh no, man! LSD, fucking, that stays in your body for a long ass time.
It's a long ride.
Long con. I mean, yeah, maybe it wasn't like the full effect, but there's definitely. Yeah, you feeling that? Like fucking 16-hour trip.
Yeah.
No joke.
It was shrooms. It wasn't ecstasy.
Oh, really? Okay. Then maybe that's right. Shrooms is like, I don't know, a few hours.
Shrooms is shorter. It's like 4 or 5.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But regardless, you going to pitch a no-hitter after it? No. I'm going to go to sleep for days.
Oh, the shrooms is the, that's the magic guy, right?
Yeah. The magic guy, yeah.
Yeah, this article here kind of doubts that.
Then that's different. Like, that's not a no-hitter. That's...
Yeah.
Like you just being really fucking in the zone and being like, holy shit, everything's swirling, man.
Well, I mean, this calls into question, like, how did Ellis manage to pitch a complete game but not act unusually enough, like, on those drugs that his teammates or manager never, like, was like, hey, what's up? And he was quite lucid conducting post-game interviews. Like, there's a lot that goes into this that maybe he is stating falsehoods here.
I have to say, back when I was playing poker, I used to hope that the other person would be on something.
I mean, that would give you an advantage,
yeah,
right?
Like,
right. I'm like, everybody at the table's opening a beer, and I, like, crack open my water.
Exactly, right?
All right.
Take whatever drugs you want.
Right. You guys can operate it. You know, diminished capacity as much as you want. In fact, have another beer. In fact, my refrigerator is open. You can have some more beers if you want to.
Tony's buying everybody beer at the poker table.
Right. Why aren't you drinking any? I don't know. I'm not really in the mood. I had too much to drink last night, so.
So yeah, Halo 5. It got a T rating, or is getting a T rating. It's the first mainline Halo game to not get an M.
I think this has nothing to do with like changing the content of Halo.
Yes.
And everything to do with the evolving of the ratings
right,
over time.
It's...
Everything to do with the fact that Halo
should
have been T.
Should never been an M. Yeah.
All
like
of them.
They're not mature
yeah.
rating
all of those
games.
What do they say, like, son of a bitch or something? That's
right.
Like PG-13 movies. Who cares?
And they were talking about how the description they submitted to the ESRB was exactly the same as the one they did for Halo 4 and got a different rating.
I don't think any of them were an M-rated game. Like,
there's no blood.
I didn't even
Halo.
Know it was M-rated,
there's
honestly,
profanity.
Until someone said that.
I always felt bad saying no to, like, when I worked at GameStop, like, kids would come to buy it, and I would tell their parents, like, there's nothing wrong with this game. Like, I don't care. 10-year-old could play it. It's not that bad. You know what I mean?
The only thing bad in that game is the neck snapping. That's the only thing I would say.
Teabagging.
See, but even I think that comes more from the other players, which you're going to get
right.
and Madden.
Oh, yeah,
online interactions
aren't
rated.
Nothing they haven't seen.
Right. And you can't control
like
that.
Any game that has, like, voice chat technically be mature.
You're playing, like, Monopoly. Like, oh, God.
Right. Or Uno, like where people were playing naked.
Oh no. Yeah, well, that goes straight to rated M.
My type of Uno.
I think you go for duo if you're naked. I mean, at least duo, right?
Yes. I don't know. I hope this is more that the ESRB is finally starting to kind of mature in their ratings, and you know, it's like where there's movies now that we see that like they would have been rated R like back in the 80s, but now they're
and vice
yeah.
versa, I think.
Yeah, well, there are PG-13 movies now that I watch and go, all right, I mean, that would have been an R years ago.
There's some movies back in the day, though, that got away with tons of shit at PG. I think Jaws might have
well,
been
it's
PG.
Cause, that's because there was no PG-13 up until Temple of Doom. Temple of Doom was... They
oh,
created
really?
The PG-13
right,
rating
yeah.
for that. And, like,
that.
You look at it
now,
like, and it's
yeah,
not
the
R.
go from PG to
yeah.
R, that's kind of like a big boost.
Dude, they ate monkey brains, though.
Yeah.
You eat the brains.
I think it was more the heart ripping out that got them the PG-13.
Yes,
probably.
I definitely agree with that.
But the monkey brains always stuck out to me as like super disgusting.
Because it is.
Yeah.
But it's nothing now that like would shock or anything. Like that's a PG movie if that comes out today.
Yeah, I think the rating systems in general are very random,
antiquated.
It's just weird. It's just random. It's like, all right, Titanic could be PG-13 even to show its titties, but
oh,
like
yeah.
other movie that
like
give
I,
it an
I mean, I listen to Kevin Smith's podcast on occasion, and there have been times when he talks about going through the rating process and how like if you want a PG-13 movie, like you're allowed one fuck.
Yep.
Or like you can show nudity once in the movie if it's done. Not any sexual situation, like so. That's why Titanic is allowed to have Kate Winslet showing her boobs off.
And I think they say fuck in that movie. Like that's an R movie. It should be rated R.
But they get away with it because they only say fuck yeah. once, and the nudity is not in a sexual situation. He's drawing her, so it's an artistic one. So it's...
after
oh,
they
God.
Just fucked in the car right before.
Right, but all they show is
yeah,
like
the hand.
Hand
up, like,
though,
the hand against the TV
yep.
window.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like
there's
so many tricks to like getting around it, but it's so weird. Rating systems.
I'm happy it's teen though, because hopefully that'll help it sell more, honestly. I hope.
Yeah, and I hope it expands the audience some, so it never should have been M.
Those games should be teen. I always thought that since they first came out.
Alright. More Diablo is coming, Jeff.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Maybe I should start playing that game one of these days.
I played the fuck out of it. I'm Paragon and shit now.
Blizzard is looking for an art director for an unannounced Diablo project.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So people are speculating that it might be another expansion. Although they're releasing something shortly that's like a whole new area of the game, story content, and that's free. It just comes as part of, it's going to be part of an update. Or it might be Diablo 4.
I think Diablo
4. Away.
I hope Diablo 4. Come on.
Way too soon.
Like Diablo.
No, it's
but Diablo 2 to 3 was 14
in Blizzard,
years.
In Blizzard timeline, it is.
I know that.
Diablo
2,
which
not.
Sold incredibly well as well, it was like 14 years between Diablo 2 and Diablo 3.
I know, but you can't do that anymore, can you?
They,
can you do
they
that?
They can. They can do whatever the hell they want.
They could, but, like, why? It's not a super complicated game to make. I like how they've supported Diablo 3.
I mean,
but
they...
Know, I would be happy for a new one.
Oh,
on
I would, too, fuck, but... Like, they're a company that created a free-to-play game that's bringing in $20 million a month, so...
Yeah.
And that's with one of their free-to-play games, so they don't have to go out and make Diablo 4 if they want.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure obviously they can do whatever the fuck they want, but, dude, that would make me... Like, if you were watching E3 next year and all of a sudden there's Diablo 4, I don't even get pumped. Oh, my God, dude.
I think they need to finish StarCraft 2 first, but...
The only thing I like by Blizzard is Diablo, so that's all I want. Give me more Diablo.
It's because you've never played StarCraft.
I know. They don't care about us console gamers.
So.
StarCraft would not translate well to a controller. In fact, I think they tried it on the N64, didn't they? And that game was a shit show.
It did.
Yeah, that's just a bad idea. Any RTS, it just doesn't work on console. It's just not a good interface.
Halo Wars
Pikmin
works.
Pikmin does it.
Has to be designed
but
around
Halo Wars,
the controller, though.
Yeah. Right. And, like, if you compare Halo Wars, like, as a meaty RTS other RTSs, it just doesn't match up.
Even if you compare it to, like, stuff like Command & Conquer or
Supreme Commander or Age of Empire, like you're just
doesn't
not
have the amount of options. Like you're doing very simple. Like they simplified the base building and the the combat stuff considerably.
I kind of liked Civ Revolution though. It felt, I mean, obviously it's not
it.
The
sure,
not the hardcore,
well,
you
but
know. But
Civ Rev is also a it's a turn-based game, so. Like, easier to do that on the controller than something where you need to be managing hundreds of units. Like, in Fozzie, you played StarCraft. Like, at the end of some of those campaigns, like, you're dealing with, like, hundreds of different buildings and, like, hundreds of different units, and you're trying to, like, move them all over the map. Like, that gets really hard to do with a controller. But I thought Halo Wars did it really well, but they did it on a smaller scale. Like, they definitely toned everything down specifically for that.
Now, that said, the way they announced Halo Wars 2, I think I'll be playing on PC. I just prefer having that mouse interface. It just works so much better for a game like that.
Sure. I hope that's one of those ones where they kind of do a cross-buy.
That would
be great. Like,
that would be
cool. You get it on, you buy it on Xbox One, but you also get the PC version, or you buy it on PC and you get the Xbox One version. It just translates over through their Xbox app. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It's just speculation on my part, but all right. We'll see. Jeff, are you gonna get Zombie next week? Did we lose Jeff?
Zombie.
Wait, Zombie? This is Zombie U,
but
it's
gonna
real
be on Xbox One and PS4. Comes out next week, next 5 days actually. Jeff, are you gonna get Zombie when it comes out next week?
No, I already own it.
I didn't know if you were gonna try it out on the new systems.
Nah, I've gone back to it a couple times on Wii U, so I've had my fill kind of with it. And, I don't know. Yeah. But people who
is
don't
it, is it called Zombie? It's not called Zombie
well,
U.
Yeah, they removed the U. Zombie.
They removed the U. Now the title is just
Zombie.
Kind of lame.
Now the title is just lamer than it was to begin with.
I agree.
I tell you, I think I might play that zombie game that's coming out on the Gold Game. The Xbox Live Gold Game.
Oh, How to Survive?
Yeah.
That's 2 days, right?
As I recall, Don reviewed it, and it sounded actually interesting.
Yeah, he seemed to like it enough.
Right.
And it's free, so.
Right, the price is right.
All right, I got one more. It is not a game related one, but HBO and Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Announced a 5-year partnership, including 9-month exclusivity for new episodes. They're gonna appear on HBO first.
So, wait. I thought this PBS's territory.
So PBS is getting torn apart because nobody's actually watching PBS anymore. In fact, in the terms of Sesame Street, two-thirds of the viewers are actually watching streamed episodes. They're not watching the shows on PBS.
Okay.
So any revenue that they were getting before from advertisers or whatever through PBS is gone. So they were actually looking to save Sesame Street. Because without some sort of deal like this, Sesame Street would have ceased to be.
Well, I guess before this had come in, they had cut their production order in half for next season. But now I guess now they're doubling their production order because HBO is giving them money. And HBO is still allowing the shows to go on to PBS. It'll just be 9 months after they air on HBO.
Mm.
I think it's really,
I guess
really
it's
good.
Overall, positive. Like,
yeah, that's
I guess.
Just a win-win.
I see a lot of backlash, though. People are upset.
Okay, it would have died, though. So
right, it's kind of sad.
But isn't like public broadcasting kind of like a protected thing? Or I don't understand like people fund it, but like doesn't it have to exist?
Well,
somehow?
Evidently, only like this is from the New York Times article. Sesame's partnership with HBO comes at a critical time for the children's television group. Historically, less than 10% of the funding for Sesame Street episodes come from PBS, with the rest financed through licensing revenue, such as DVD sales. Sesame's business has struggled in recent years because of the rapid rise of streaming and on-demand viewing, and the sharp decline in licensing income. About 2/3 of children now watch Sesame Street on demand and do not turn into PBS to watch. So, which is what Tony just said. They're not making money off of like selling their stuff either. So to keep this alive, they needed an influx of cash.
I was just a little scared though for a second that kids weren't watching Sesame Street at all. I was like,
no, it's not that they're not watching. They're watching it in different ways.
Streaming it,
and they're not watching it through PBS. So.
Which I mean, I think you're gonna find a lot of TV shows going this out, not just Sesame Street, but like actual. Given to some of the things that Netflix has done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is definitely this is the best thing for Sesame Street because, all right, you won't get the new episodes right away, but you will get the new episodes on free television. Like, what if a company like Netflix picked it up and was like, "Yeah, Sesame Street's now on our." It's not on PBS anymore. Like, go fuck yourselves. Like right. HBO is at least still allowing it to be broadcast publicly. Like, if you have HBO, you'll just be able to watch it early.
It's also kind of cool that fucking Sesame Street's gonna be an HBO show now. I don't know why.
Can't wait for the crossover for True Detective and Sesame Street.
Exactly.
Have you guys ever seen
Then we can find out what's really been going on between Ernie and Bert all these years.
Oh, it would be great if they did Ernie and Bert like Rust and Woody Harrelson's character. That would be great. But have you guys ever seen the Game of Thrones Sesame Street sketch? You should look that one up. It's pretty funny. Where Grover is the king, I think. And I remember it being quite amusing. Like it's
Sesame Street didn't make that.
Yeah, I will say it's an official Sesame Street thing.
Like if you actually watch Sesame Street, occasionally they do parodies that are really good that are like way beyond the kids. Like the kids would never understand what was going on.
Like
a bone to the adults who are in the room.
It's called a Sesame Street Game of Chairs, and it was a parody that was done.
Oh man, this gets me excited about HBO Sesame Street. Gotta say,
yeah,
I might even learn some maths.
That would be good. Jeff, did you get any questions? Saw you put out a call there.
No, I don't think so. Hold on, let me check.
Well, I don't know. Outside of Zombie, I don't think anything else comes out next week.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
What's
next week?
Early access for Madden.
Oh, right. 5 days ahead of time, so we'll get that on Thursday.
On Thursday, and if you don't think I'm going to be playing that on Thursday, you don't know me very well.
It's just a trial, though, right?
No, this
full
is the game.
Full game. EA access.
I'm saying though, do you have to buy the game or no?
Yeah.
You get your 6 hours for free.
Yeah, but you can buy it.
I mean, I'm gonna buy it anyway, so.
Right.
But if you go out and buy it,
it's like what I did with Rory McIlroy, like where I was just able to play it before it came out, and actually I was able to talk about it, and Don wasn't.
Yeah. We're dumb. Hopefully it's better than PGA.
Madden? It already is. Sorry. They could just release the same Madden from last year.
Poor gameplay, I'd go with golf. Gotta be honest.
Tony really liked Madden last year.
Madden was really good last year. Like I said, same game from last year with updated rosters. It'll be pretty good.
Sounds familiar.
I did catch that NHL is going the same route that PGA did with the way they level up your character, Jeff. It's dependent upon how you play. I'm like, I don't know if I like that or not.
I don't think
there's a news item you missed, Chris. Patrick Kane on the cover.
They removed him.
But not anymore.
They removed
him. He's a rapist. Yeah.
Dude, someone on my Facebook today posted a picture like of that news article or whatever, and they're like, fuck this shit. Like, they're all upset. And
dude,
I was like,
they have to remove him. Like, they can't. Like,
I know,
even if it comes out that it's not true, they can't leave him on there right now. Like,
everyone who commented on our thing was like, really, dude? Like, you can't leave him on there. And, like, also, why are you supporting rape?
Exactly.
You know?
Like, I mean, whatever. Innocent till proven guilty. But at this point, EA needs to protect their brand. Like,
yeah.
And the NHL needs to protect their brand.
Wrong
like,
way. Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, that's crazy. I remember, this was not even not that it was a good thing, but I don't know if you guys remember Danny Heatley. He was on the cover of NHL 2003 or 2004, but he got into like some trouble drunk driving or something, and he was eventually removed from that cover as well. And that's not anywhere even like remotely as, I mean, not drunk driving is bad. Like, I don't want to like condone drunk driving, but like the accusations against Patrick Kane are way more grievous at this point. So,
like, he's like one of the best players in the league, right?
He's a very good player. Yeah, he also has a history of tussles with the law. So,
easy.
There's no easy there. Like, I remember after they won the cup the first time. Well, not the first time, but like what, four years ago, he had gone back to Buffalo and was partying up there, and he got into like some altercation with a cab driver where they pulled him out of the car and beat him up or something. So yeah, like, he sounds
right.
Like a world class guy. Like, not saying that he did this.
Yeah, put that guy in the cover of your game. All right, okay.
I'm not saying he did this, but.
Hey, I'm not a hockey fan, so I don't care. But yeah, there are literally people out here that are just like still defending him. And I'm like, I just want to see what happens.
And
whatever.
It's not like the Blackhawks aren't getting a guy on the cover. Like, I think Jonathan Toews is still on the cover.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
It's just not going to be both of them. And, you know, that's the right call for EA.
That's beyond the right,
right.
call.
Exactly.
And EA has a history of supporting, you know, women's rights and
plus 16. Deal with it.
Like, this kind of thing, it's not a big jump for them to say, you know, they dumped Tiger Woods. I mean,
right. Maybe they shouldn't have done that. Just saying.
Why?
I'm not saying
that. Like, it's not like having his name would have magically made the game better.
I'm not saying, but maybe.
Alright.
Maybe what? I don't
Maybe Tiger Woods was keeping the magic alive in that series, and now you come out with Rory McIlroy, and it's garbage.
I do want to correct myself. Danny Heatley wasn't accused of drunk driving. He was involved in a accident that killed another one of his teammates. He wasn't drunk, but he was charged with vehicular homicide. So they did remove him from the cover as well. So.
That's pretty bad. I put it up there with that.
Also, Jeff, if you look at Tiger Woods playing golf right now, you know that he's not very good at keeping magic alive.
I know, but here's the thing is that, yeah, I hear you. I'm, you know.
You've lost.
How bad was Tiger today?
You know, I didn't watch.
I don't watch golf, so.
I don't. What, 2 weeks ago, he had a really good tournament. For the first 2 days, and then blew it. He doesn't have enough in his legs to make it through a full, like.
He is tied for 86th right now. That's really good.
Is he going to make the cut? Because that's been an issue.
I don't know. I don't know what the number is for that. So. He's at 3 over par currently. Which I don't think over par gets you in. So, any news on your Patriots?
They're really
Welcome.
Good.
Well, I mean,
Tom Brady is awesome, and he's going to win his court.
Does look
he's
that way?
Come back. Do come back.
You can't just go ahead and suspend people, Roger Goodell, and then say you're.
Well. Should. I mean, he can. He has that, but you can't go and do it and then basically, like, smear the guy with false information. Right. Which is...
And then claim you're a neutral arbiter, right. And then claim that your investigation was neutral, and then have them say that they have attorney-client privilege. Like, that kind of stuff all doesn't go together.
Yeah. And then, like, I like how, what was it, Brady's lawyer, I guess the NHLPA lawyer, NFLPA lawyer, they got the court documents unsealed, and it went against everything Goodell said.
Like, everything. Like, oh.
It's crazy.
Oh. I don't know what the NFL thought they were doing. Taking
he didn't destroy
court.
His cell phone, though. That's correct, right?
Well, he did, except after the NFL told him that they wouldn't punish him for it.
But, I mean, he destroyed his cell phone, correct?
It doesn't matter. Like,
he destroyed his
like,
cell phone, correct?
Okay.
But,
what does that have to do with anything?
But
the NFL's
like... They were done with him. Like they.
We're done with it. We don't need it. We don't need the information.
It's not like he turned
phone.
It into AT&T. He just destroyed it for
right.
no reason in particular.
Well, There are lots of reasons why a celebrity would want to destroy their cell phone. For instance, they released all of Tom Brady's emails, and he had to like publicly apologize to Peyton Manning for some of the stuff he had said. Like, that information all comes out if he gives that to anyone. And if you look at the NFL's investigation of him, like, they were leaking everything. That they got. And they were even leaking things that weren't
like
true.
False information at that.
So I would not blame Tom Brady for anything that he would say that he would not give the NFL that he didn't absolutely have to. And they told them that he didn't have to turn over his cell phone and that they couldn't punish him for it.
And then for Roger Goodell to come out in the press afterwards and say, you know, the big reason we're punishing you is that you wouldn't release this information to us. It just, it's wrong in every sense of the wrong of the word.
Well,
it's just,
and
it's
then he, I love the stuff that he specifically said about how Brady conspired with the equipment manager guy over this, and that they talked about that stuff, and like you have Brady's testimony under oath that counteracts everything,
and no evidence that this conspiracy exists.
It's like, yeah, of course we talked. Like, I mean, I had to make sure he was all ready for the Super Bowl.
And the NFL's lawyer admitting under examination from the judge that they don't have any direct evidence of it.
Yeah.
Like, what did they think was going to happen when this case made it to federal court? Did they think the federal court was going to say, oh, NFL, you have the authority to do whatever you want in all cases? That's insane.
I mean, I'm not a Patriots fan, but, like, this seems absurd.
Like, I am a Patriots fan. I thought that Tom Brady was guilty before, but the more information comes out, the harder it is to support the NFL in any way. Like, I don't understand what they thought they were doing. Like, was Goodell really under that much pressure from the other owners to come down hard on the Patriots and hard on Tom Brady?
Yeah, it's like, even if you did, like, I guess somebody was running an article, like, messing with the equipment, I guess, is... Oh, no, it's like the sticky, the stick-em that you do on the gloves. That's like a fine of like $8,000 the first time it happens.
Right.
And then the second time it happens, it's a fine of $16,000. There's no suspension for that. Like, and that's like that... You can pin that on a player. They're wearing those gloves. You can't pin anything that happened on Brady. And there's no precedent for, like... You're going to go suspend him for 4 games, though? That seems insane.
Yeah. It was... And for him to sit as the arbitrator on his own decision...
Yeah.
Just a huge mistake. A huge mistake. Like, especially when Tom Brady wanted to call him as a...
He
witness.
Should have passed that off to, like, Troy Vincent or...
Right.
Like, even if you're going to, like, hey, like, you and... Good old and Troy get together and they go, hey, like, you're going to uphold this regardless because you work for me... Like, at least at that point, it doesn't seem so shady.
I don't think, you know... Well, I mean, again, I've always been the camp that... St. Belichick's first rodeo. He's always been pretty shady. And,
sure.
No, I'm not asking for much. I just think that all the Patriots titles while Bill Belichick era should be eliminated. That's all.
Says the USC
and
guy.
Given the Jacksonville.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We got fucked over. You want to talk about fucking in bullshit? That's the king.
Yeah,
of bullshit.
I don't actually agree with that. I don't think they should. Have done
you,
that
yeah, no one should ever agree with it. You're talking about fucking. This isn't even. This has nothing to do with recruiting. This has nothing to do with performance. It is literally a guy who couldn't fucking wait a year. To get his mom a house in San Diego, which is, you know, 2.5 hours away, and you're talking about fucking institutional lack of institutional control. Don't get me started. Ridiculous. Get me started, boy. That's another thing that really pisses me off is them and Penn State. They're sweeping under the rug. It's cool. Nothing to see here, gentlemen. College and NFL just doing their thing. USC though.
USC gets theirs.
Oh, they got theirs.
Lane Kiffin. It's all your fault. If you hadn't hired Lane Kiffin, they might have taken mercy on you, but no.
Lane Kiffin. Sole reason though. He actually, all things considered, he was the right amount of dirty douchebag that we needed during that probation era. I have no regrets having him. We were going to win an NFL championship. We didn't have the debt. So you needed just enough asshole to just be like, all right. Gives a fuck. It happens. Beautiful, beautiful times.
Hey, Jeff, I see your Bears lost tonight.
They did?
27-10 to the Dolphins.
Oh, I thought, like, I read the final score wrong then.
Oh no!
I think the Patriots lost.
Bears won 27. They were. I read the headline wrong. They were talking about how Tannehill looked really good, but then Bears came back for 27-10 win.
They were behind for most of the game. I know that. And then
evidently the Dolphins' good players outplayed the Bears' good players, but then the Bears' bad players outplayed the Dolphins' bad players.
Exactly.
I was about to say, like, the first preseason game, isn't like specifically like maybe one
drive?
One series
one drive. Like,
not until you get towards like the end.
Yeah,
when...
but Tannehill and the Dolphins' first team offense only played one drive, so.
I don't think Peyton Manning even played. I think he just sat out.
That's probably a good call for him.
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to get from playing in this game?
Nothing. Peyton Manning.
Is he going to learn something? I don't see what he gets.
Yeah, I mean, he could probably sit out the first two games. And...
Really, all of them, really.
Yeah, maybe.
Really, it's all good. Super Bowl-bound Jags playing there.
I got this.
Well, I know it's definitely the Jags all the way. I'm putting all my money on them this year. So.
Hey, man. I'd be surprised.
Guys, I have to announce tragedy, though. Tragedy. I just finished my last beer.
Oh, no.
I just opened my last beer.
Like your last beer ever?
No, the last beer that's in my right now.
That is my last beer ever. Tragedy right there.
Fucking start crying right here.
Alright, well,
I'm giving up alcohol.
On that note, we should probably end. And we'll come back next week and have more beer.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
Say goodnight, Fozzie.
Say goodnight.